This is the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Coastal Market. Now, here is your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Coastal Market. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren. Coach, how are you today?
Good, Harold. Appreciate you coming by.
Well, this past Friday night, y'all had to make that long trip up to Portal.
Yeah.
And people aren't familiar with Portal. It's a small town up just northwest of Statesboro, and when you get there, you're in the country, kind of like when you come to McIntosh County. And we've played the Portal Panthers many times, and this win was important because a win would ensure us a playoff spot.
That's right.
And it was our ninth game of the season, so we're getting down toward the end of the season. And the Buccaneers went up there and won 48-0 in a great ball game. Why don't you talk about the highlights of that game for us and tell us what y'all did to control the Panthers.
All right. Well, currently we're on the last eight quarters of play. We've won those quarters 80-8.
So that's pretty darn good.
We're getting better. We have some younger kids that are starting to contribute. So we're getting better, but that game we knew we had to win that game, and we knew we would get their best effort. So we felt like they played us really hard in the first half. They were doing some things that to get numbers advantages, like jumping around, leaving a receiver uncovered, and they did that one too many times. And Will Fillmore checked down to Demonte Stokes, had a little play we call Stinger. It's going to sting if you're going to cheat. What is kind of the play?
Yeah.
And Demonte took it to the house and scored. After that, they were a lot more honest with our receivers than they had been. We ran well. We rushed for about 350 yards and threw for 49, right at 400 yard mark total. So about 49 yards, and it was pretty good. I think we'd had more. We had a couple of penalties on some passes too that were complete.
Well, I know you opened the scoring though with a blocked punt, which. Austin Crosby corralled and took it to the end zone.
Proctor had fumbled on the offensive series on the jet sweep, and he blocked the punt, and Austin caught it in midair and ran a touchdown.
Well, it was on WTOC highlights.
Yeah, the second play of the week.
Yeah. So that was a good start to the ball game.
Yeah.
Well, you got two touchdowns in the first quarter, two touchdowns in the second quarter. And went on from there to handle the Panthers. I was looking over the stats. They had them posted on the Max Preps, and I was just curious as to, you know, you had 11 guys rushing the ball Friday night.
I did not know that. You got a new one on me.
I was looking at the list, and I said, goodness gracious, he's got everybody on their offense. Did any of the offensive linemen carry the ball? But you had 11 different guys. I recognized all the names because, you know, they've all played. And 30 carries total, 345 yards on the rushing side.
That was mostly first half. There was some in the second half, but it was running the clock in the second half.
Yeah. But that's a great performance. And that's Buccaneer football right there,
yep.
Rush the ball. Passed a little bit to keep them honest, and you only passed two times in the game, or according to the stat, or no, three times, two of three completions. And like you said, there were a few that got called back because of the penalties. But that was a great offensive show, and a great victory for the Buccaneers. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, we thought the Panthers might give us a little more trouble, but y'all, your defense handled them well, kept them out of the end zone.
We like to see a spread team right now. Our skill set is conducive to defending the spread, so we like to see that. You know, that was our second shutout of the year, and I was talking to the coaches Sunday, if we shut Jenkins County out or were to be able to, that would put our scoring average down to 13.7. That's pretty good.
It is. I was We've been talking about Jenkins Can a little while, but which is our next game. I did not look up the stats on how many first downs they had or how many yards they had rushing? Did you get a?
They were minus 28 rushing.
That's not very good.
No, we're tough on the run usually. Even the teams that have ran the ball on us, we've made them grind in the field.
Yeah. Were they able to get anything going in their passing game?
A little, not a lot, but a little bit. We were all over the quarterback for the most part.
Yeah.
I think overall they might have right at 90 to 130 yards.
Well, and most of those are all dinks. Get it out to a wide receiver or back and let him try to run with it.
We had the one big pass play that we had a quarterback, two people were on him in the backfield, and the DBs, he was in triple coverage, and the DBs started running towards the quarterback. So then he caught the ball, and we had to run him down. So that one big pass play was probably 50-plus yards. They didn't score on it, thank goodness, but that was probably 50-plus yards. And other than that, we held him in check pretty well.
Well, Coach, it was a great victory for us. Now we're 4-2 in the region.
Yeah.
4-4-1 overall. And some people might look at that, our record, and grimace, but, you know, we had some pretty tough competition in there that we've played this year, and I think it's an outstanding record from where we were at. I'd like to get a few of those contests over again and see if we could fare a little better.
Well, our opponents combined win at those four losses. They are now 33-3. Two of them are undefeated. You got Brunswick and Metter, they're both 9-0. You have ECI, who's 8-1, and you have Charlton County, who's 6-3.
Yep.
So four wins, so 32-4.
Well, and next week Metter and ECI play for the region championship at Metter, and that'll be an outstanding game. But we get to travel on up to Jenkins County for another outstanding game. Yeah, see who takes number three.
We're in the playoffs, so if we win this one, it's going to be for third place and a good seed going over to Camilla.
Okay. As far as the game went, one thing is sometimes we have injuries, and how do we fare in this game?
We're a little banged up. Austin Crosby's got a banged up ankle, but other than that, we came out with just normal bumps and bruises and swollen hands and stuff like that.
Typical Friday night football game.
Yeah.
Well, it's a shame about Austin, but he's been a big strong asset for our team.
He's been an explosive player this year. He's had a couple 90-plus yard runs, and catching that block punt in the air was pretty cool Friday night.
It was. I saw that on TV a couple of times. They kept replaying it, so that was really great. Well, we've got more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Ready, and beat, aggressive,
beat. Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by the Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Jets Pharmacy. Well, Coach, let's get back to the portal game. Scored two touchdowns in the first quarter, two in the second, take a substantial lead into halftime. And tell us about the second half.
Well, first I want to tell you about the extra points we've talked about.
Okay.
We scored seven touchdowns in all Friday night, and we made two extra points and two two-point conversions. So we were 4 of 7, so we have improved.
We have improved. Who kicked our extra points this week?
Maddie missed her first one, made her second one. Dennis missed his first one, made his second one. And in between all that, we missed a two-point conversion but made two.
Okay, well, that's good.
The kicking game is getting better.
Good.
So second half, third quarter, they didn't start running the clock. We scored again. That was the varsity play. And they asked for a running clock. So when that happened, we left on offense, we left the first team offensive line on the field, and we put an entire freshman backfield in.
Oh, wow.
Receivers, quarterback, everything. And they went down the field and scored.
Okay.
Behind the offensive line, hit a reverse or counter, and a counter isolation play that we run, so they scored. Then in the second, after the end of the third, this is running clock now, so everything's fast.
Yeah,
so when the defense got back on the field, there wasn't much time left. And the first defense played one series there, and then we started at that time pulling them out and subbing them one at a time to make sure we didn't have somebody in the wrong position or whatever. So second defense played in the fourth quarter, and we didn't get the ball in the fourth quarter. The clock ran that fast.
Wow.
Yep. So some of the other kids, like my son, didn't get to go in. I hate that, but they were scheduled to go in, but the clock ran so fast we didn't get to go in. So they were driving the ball on our second defense. We just had to let the second defense see if they could hold the shutout.
Okay.
So they drive it the whole quarter. They get down to the 10-yard line, 12-yard line, somewhere around there. And it's funny because we had worked goal line that week and how to play goal line, how we were going to play goal line, the techniques involved in goal line. And you could see them. They're like, where are my heels? Well, I'm not past the goal line. And we held them. The JV held them. And they didn't score, so it was really cool.
That is. I know we've been on the other side where other teams in the past, much better teams would put the JV in, and then, we'd still have our first team out there, and we'd get down to the goal line. They'd call timeout and substitute their first-string defense back in to keep us out of the end zone. I'm glad to see you didn't do that. Let the JV
do it. Yeah, we scored one. We didn't think we were going to score. And so I was planning on letting Boral have that score, but they JV didn't let them. I couldn't tell my JV not to score. So.
No, you can't. You can't tell the kids not to play.
That's right.
You just what was it? One college coach used to say, somebody asked him, well, how come you ran the score up on them? I said, well, it's their job to stop us, not my job to stop my team from scoring.
Yeah.
So, that's the way it is. Well, that was good. That was a great win. You played, you cleaned the bench, as we say.
We played a lot of kids. We dressed, I think, not as many as we usually do. I had some kids out from the shooter scare.
Oh, boy.
Five that didn't make the trip for that. And then I had four or five of them disciplined. So we only dressed, I think, mid-40s Friday. But we probably played 33 of them.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, we got one more game to go.
Yeah, one more regular season anyway.
And it's coming up next Friday night, this coming Friday night, and we'll be up in Jenkins County, up in Millen, Georgia.
We're going to be Road Warriors for a while.
We are. My recollection is that's about a 2-hour and 15-minute drive for me, so by buses it's probably 2.5 or so.
It's a little
depending on the drivers.
Yeah.
But that's a good atmosphere up there.
Yes, it is.
And Jenkins County is going to be well prepared for us.
Yeah, they lost to Screven County Friday night, but the week before they played ECI really tough, 20-12 ball game, and they got beat by Screven 29-0 Friday. But they know that if we win and Screven wins, they're out of the playoffs. So they're playing to stay alive in the playoffs, so we feel like we're preparing for their best effort.
Wow. That's a shocker, them getting beat by Screven by that score. Of course, Screven does have a good ball team, and they played us hard-nosed whole way.
Yeah, they did.
And that was a big victory for us. What kind of offense are we going to expect out of?
We're going to see the eye. An old-school eye. We're going to see.
It's one of my favorite offenses,
yeah,
Coach.
Yeah, it's a good offense. We do a lot of eye-based stuff as well.
We don't do enough. I keep trying to talk you into doing more of it, but you do stick it in there, and we do pretty well.
Yeah, we ran Quan score on Friday night.
But you got to run different schemes all the time. But in the old days, some teams, that's all they ran.
But they do a good job with it. They graduated two really good linemen and a tailback. But they run a 5-2 defense. They're in a predominantly an eye offense. They can spread out and throw it some in a 2-minute game. So, it's a challenge there. They're there for a reason, so we need to prove we're the third seed.
We do. Well, what can we expect? Are y'all You think it's going to be a high-scoring game, a low-scoring game? Is their defense going to be able to stop us on our running attack?
We feel like that, it's going to be a fast game because both teams run the ball and take your shots with play action.
Yeah.
So, there's not a lot of room for error when you're only getting a couple of possessions a quarter. So that part we have to be real cognizant of. We don't want to get down and fumble the ball or something like that. And, the team that can make the other one make the most mistakes and hurry up and win that ball game, and we're going to try to make them do that. We want them to have to hurry up and make mistakes while we control our own tempo.
Well, we've been pretty effective at that, at making long drives, 7, 8 to 10 minute drives, yeah. Which is wonderful.
So, we're fairly penalty free as far as the dumb penalty category goes on offense. Now, defense, we had some late hits Friday night that hurt us.
Uh-huh.
We've got that fixed, I think.
Well, sometimes that's just the aggressive nature on the defense.
Yeah, we actually lost a turnover battle Friday. We only forced one turnover against Portal, and we had one fumble in the first quarter, and we had a punt drop punt later on, late in the game.
Yeah, and that had been an area of concern earlier in the season, and he seemed to have that.
He was just wanting to return the ball instead of fair. He should have fair caught it. He had three people standing a foot from him.
Well,
wanted to return it.
Well, at least he had no fear, right?
It's hard to return a 25-yard high kick. They're sitting all over you.
It is. Catch it, put it down. Let's go.
Yep.
Play another down. Well, we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Now open, the Coastal Market Grocery Store at 5214 U.S. Highway 17. The same neighborhood friends and family you remember, except now locally owned and operated. No matter if you're stocking up for the big game this weekend, getting ready to tailgate for the Buccaneers, having friends over, or just a quiet dinner at home, the Coastal Market Grocery Store is your new hometown grocery store stop.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and this segment is brought to you by the Coastal Market, Darien's newest grocery store. And you should get the app on your phone to see what all the specials are each day and each week, too, because they do give away free stuff, believe it or not. All right, Coach. We've talked about our last game. We've discussed Jenkins County coming up this Friday night, which is going to determine third or fourth place for us. And, of course, Jenkins County's in trouble, too, of making the playoffs. So it's a big game for them. So that gives them added incentive to play well. Now, let's look ahead to the playoff picture. If we win Friday night, who do you anticipate us playing in the first round of the state playoffs?
Well, Errol, a win Friday night, Mitchell County, for sure. They've already locked the number 2 seed in. So they're over in Camilla, Georgia. It's about a 3 hour and 45 minute ride from Darien here at the high school to Camilla. So that's a Saturday game, thank goodness. And we'll be able to maybe adjust the time a little bit to our advantage so we don't get back in the wee hours of the morning.
Is this unusual for a high school game to be on a Saturday?
Yeah, it is, except for certain situations. Occasionally you'll get a Saturday game in semifinals or finals, or maybe a stadium's booked up and you get a Thursday, Friday, and a Saturday game in the bigger municipalities areas of the state. But, the reason this is happening is to make sure they have enough official crews for the state tournament. So single-A public, single-A private, and 6A will play on Saturday. Then after this, all the games will be on Friday.
Yeah, because they'll have fewer games to play.
Yeah, all the regular playoff games will
be back to Friday nights. Okay. Now, If we unfortunately somehow ended up number four, who would we play?
We go to the same county, Mitchell County, but we play the city school, Pelham.
Pelham.
Yep.
So, we've been there before.
Yeah.
We played the Fog Bowl
going
there.
To the same area.
Still a 3.5 hour drive.
It's a long drive.
Yeah,
it's
it
over
is.
There, near Colquitt County.
Yep. Yep. It's way over there on the other side of the state. It's hard to get there from here. But we can do it. Well, it's a Saturday game. Scheduled kickoff is 7:30.
We'll try to make that earlier.
Okay. But still, it's a 3.5 hour drive. And what do you do? Take two buses for the kids and then the band and everybody else comes over separately. How do you tell us what goes into planning for a trip like that? Because, I mean, you've got a 3.5 hour drive, but you got kids you got to feed. You probably got to make rest stops and so forth. Some of them may want to nap, and it's hard to nap on a school bus.
I don't know. They do a pretty good job of it. But, that's a big trip. So, normally we're planning about a two-hour trip, like to Millen coming up to Jenkins County, or this past week to Portal's about a two-hour trip. But a 3.5, four-hour trip is a different. That's different. You've got to plan when you're going to eat. So we'll eat a pregame lunch, go through our walkthrough, pack the bags, travel bags. We'll check cleats and socks and knee pads, thigh pads.
Make sure everybody's got everything they need.
Yeah. We'll pack the travel bags. And then we'll start loading the travel trailer up with toolboxes and drinks for later. Like, we carry two big giant white coolers. Last week they had 80 drinks in them each. And we'll carry Betsy, the water cow, the hydration system.
Uh-huh.
It holds... has eight spigots and holds 35 gallons of cold water, so that goes on the trailer. So just packing the trailer is a big deal, and getting all the kids' equipment on it. So then we'll pull out, hopefully before 1 if the game stays at 7:30.
Uh-huh.
Or not before 1, but before 1, around 1:30 probably, around 1:30. And we'll go and plan a stop, whether that stops to eat or that stops to go to the restroom, like a truck stop, and get them some snacks or whatever. That's a big deal. And then we'll arrive, maybe give them a sack lunch or something because they eat quite a bit. Play the ball game, and the booster club usually has some Chick-fil-A at the end of the game for the ride back. So you can bet some people will be asleep on the ride back.
Goodness gracious. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, let's see. If you can kick off, say, at 6 o'clock and you figure the game is going to last at least 3 hours, 3.5. It's going to be way in. It's going to be in the morning, 1 o'clock probably, before y'all get back.
I hope I can get them talked into a 6 o'clock start time.
Yeah, yeah. That's a lot of planning that you have to go through to get ready to travel for a game.
Yes, it is.
And a lot of what you just told us about the pre-planning is for even if you have to go to Brunswick High across the bridge. A lot of that still has to be done because once you leave the school, if you left it, it's still there.
That is true.
Do you have the coaches, when you're on the bus on a trip of this length, do you set your kids with coaches so they can go over assignments instead and talk about things
already,
at times?
We've done that. Most of the kids, we have two buses, usually a varsity bus, so they can get focused on the game, and a JV bus.
Uh-huh.
So that's how we travel most of the time. Some of the JV guys aren't quite as mature as the varsity kids.
So that means more coaches travel with them than they do with the varsity. Been there, done that. Well, Coach, it's been an exciting season so far. One more big game, and then we get into the playoffs.
Yeah, if we get this one, that's put us at 5-2 in region play, which is not terrible. 5-2, 6-1 is about where we thought it. Maybe an upset with Metter. So their day's coming sometime, I hope, soon.
It is. Well, you never know. They might move back out of the region at the next.
I think they'll stay, honestly. They've got that career academy, which should keep their numbers down.
Well, we know we're going to be in single A for a while.
Yep.
Well, got anything else to add before we sign off on this show, Coach?
That's it.
All right. Well, you've heard it here. A great win against the Portal Panthers this past week, 48-0. Now we travel up to Millen and face the Jenkins County War Eagles. I wonder how they got the War Eagles. That's stole that from my alma mater. Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be a big game. We need lots of fans up there to cheer the Bucks on. A win puts us in third place, and we know we'll be going to Mitchell County the following Saturday. Not Friday, but Saturday. All right, Coach. Well, it's good talking to you. Good to see you. Keep up the good work. Cheer those kids on, and we'll be pulling for them. Let's go, Bucks.
Go, Bucks.